This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says the world is safer after the death of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, who was killed late Saturday during a U.S. raid in Syria. The action is being widely applauded by some, but others warn that the danger posed by the terror group has not been eliminated. We get more from VOA's Michael Sullivan.
Sunday morning, Trump thanked the U.S. troops and others who cooperated.
I want to thank the nations of Russia, Turkey, Syria, and Iraq. And I also want to thank the Syrian Kurds for certain support they were able to give us. This was a very, very dangerous mission.
Israel's prime minister congratulated the U.S. president.
This is an important milestone, but it's part of a longer battle which we must win.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson called this an important moment, but said the fight against Baghdadi's group continues. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
The U.S. chief peace negotiator for Afghanistan met leaders in Kabul Sunday after arriving in the country on an unannounced visit. It is his first since President Donald Trump halted talks with Taliban insurgents on ending the Afghan war. Officials say that Zalmay Khalilzad was accompanied, among others, by Lisa Curtis. She's the Senior Director for South and Central Asia at the U.S. National Security Council. The visit came on a day when the Afghan Independent Election Commission set November 14th as the new day for releasing preliminary results from the September 28th controversy marred presidential polls. The commission was originally scheduled to announce the first results on October 19th, but missed the deadline, citing technical problems and efforts to protect the transparency of the process. This is VOA News. Conservative President Mauricio Macri conceded defeat in Argentina's election Sunday night. It paves the way for the country's Peronist center-left to return to power under Alberto Fernandez, as frustrated voters rejected the incumbent's handling of a bruising economic crisis that sunk many into poverty. The result could and would mark a dramatic return to high office of former President Cristina Fernandez, Alberto Fernandez's vice presidential running mate, former boss, and what critics say might be the power behind the presidency. Hong Kong protesters set fire to shops and hurled petrol bombs on Sunday after riot police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse thousands. Reuters' Samir McCarthy.
Their actions followed police firing tear gas, water cannon and rubber bullets to break up a gathering in the Tsim Sha Tsui Harbourfront District denouncing perceived police brutality. Protesters donned all black clothing and face masks banned under a resurrected British colonial-era law. Police in a statement warned all rioters to stop all illegal acts immediately. But their calls did little to quell demonstrators, with cat-and-mouse chases continuing throughout the night. Protesters ran away from police, only to reappear seconds or minutes later. Police have denied accusations of brutality, saying they have shown restraint over the past months.
That's Reuters' Amir McCarthy reporting. California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a statewide state of emergency because of wildfires and power cuts to millions to stop more fires from breaking out. 200,000 people were forced to flee their homes in Sonoma County, north of San Francisco. The county sheriff's office calls it the largest such evacuation anyone can remember. At a news conference, Sonoma County Sheriff Mark Essex said that the evacuations that they were going through proved that they are doing the right thing.
Although I've heard some people express concerns that we're evacuating too many people, I think those concerns are not valid at this point.
And the California utility company Pacific Gas and Electric shut off power to nearly 1 million homes and businesses across Northern California, some with little notice. Businesses are angry that the power cuts have cost them tens of thousands of dollars, and residents bitterly complain about the inconvenience of going all weekend without any lights. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed his support for a broad national unity government as a new round of talks begin with his chief challenger over a potential power-sharing agreement. Speaking to his cabinet, he says such a coalition is essential for Israel to face what he called mounting security challenges around the region. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.